What is up, guys? It is Friday. This is Mark with another OSM Audivo, and today I am joined by none other than Chris Osuch. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. And this week our theme is Let There Be Light, and we've been talking, discussing, and kind of just with the idea that God is the only one who can speak light into darkness. Darkness and light can't coexist, but God has the potential, and often does, and that's his heartbeat, I believe, more than just his potential.
Yes, it is.
To speak light into darkness. And there's a lot of darkness out there, but Jesus is the light in the midst of that darkness. So, Chris, I have a question for you today. Have you ever been afraid of the dark?
Are you talking about the TV show or in real life?
I'm talking about real life this time.
Yes, I am.
You are? You're still afraid of the dark? Oh!
Sometimes. It gets scary out there with no lights out there in my backyard.
Oh, absolutely. I get scared too, but don't tell anybody, okay?
But I used to be afraid of the dark as a child, and I just remember having a little nightlight. And when that nightlight was on, I just felt comfort. I felt safe. I felt like nothing was going to happen to me.
Yeah, like everything was better just because of that little nightlight, huh?
Yes,
my two kids have nightlights too. And they like specific nightlights too. Like, it's something about the nightlight. You know, even the wrong nightlight, just you don't feel as safe. So maybe there's some light that's better than others. I don't know.
Maybe it's the light of Jesus.
Ooh, maybe. In a light bulb form.
Or a light bright form.
Light bright. All right. So I just want to jump into Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Actually, we'll just start with 14 through 16. And it talks about us being the light of the world. And this is Jesus talking, and he's saying, listen, guys, if you want to have a part of me and everything that I'm going to do, the kingdom of God, this is what it's like. And he says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. And a couple days ago, we were talking about walking in light and in darkness. And you can't walk in both. You can't have the best of both worlds. You can't have the goodness of the light and all the bad things that go along with the darkness. But God's calling us, people, Christians, followers of Jesus, to be light in this world. That's such a crazy calling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Crazy calling.
But I don't know. I think we are meant to be like that nightlight. I think there's a lot of darkness out there, and I know we've been speaking metaphorically most this week, but you guys know what it's like in school. You know what it's like in work. Chris works at a hospital, and it's not any better than school.
Nope.
And we have to be light. But what Jesus is saying is that you guys have an opportunity to make a shift in the atmosphere. See, when there's light, there is no darkness. And we were called to be lights to take and drive that darkness away. But it's a hard calling, too. You're doing some of that at the hospital, aren't you, Chris?
Yes, I am. I try to bring the light, into that dark place every single day. It could be anything from playing a worship song off my phone or just reading scriptures when I get, like, a five-minute break here and there. And just letting God just fill me up with his light and just let that light shine to, it could be a patient, it could be a family member, or it could be my own crew, and just let that light shine and just feed them from their darkness.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that's when you see the light finally. We talked about this Tangled song, and at last I see the light, and it's like the fog has lifted. When that happens in your own heart, you want to share that light with other people, and you want to be the light. And I think the most important thing is that we don't hide. We have to be who God has created us to be. He's created us to be light, to be something bright, something powerful. And when we hide, we kind of lose that power. I encourage you guys to read this again. It's Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. You're the light of the world. And let's just close in prayer and trust that God's going to work through you as you are the light.
Lord God, I just pray that we step out in boldness today and just show the love of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. We hope to see you guys tonight at OSM Live.
See ya.